Right, we've caught up with Jordan Booker literally just after his race. Jordan, looked a tough race.
Yeah, you know, the whole weekend's been a bit up and down for me. Started off yesterday, had the best qualifying race ever. First time I've ever been on the inside of the box on the gate. So was hoping for two good starts, but, you know, it didn't really happen. First race, I had a bit of a bad jump and, you know, worked on through probably from about 30th up to 20th, and I was in a good position for points the whole race, and then caught a bit of that green fencing in my back wheel with two laps to go, so that stopped me in my tracks right there, and I had to pull in to get that sorted. But race two was really up for it, like, couldn't wait to get out there. They prepped the track really good, and ended up going down in the first turn with a bunch of guys, and just, you know, red mist was flying out my helmet and that, so put in a killer first lap, come from a dead last to 21st in two laps, was riding awesome. And then, yeah, I had some real bad problems with my goggles. I think when I went down in the first turn, I must have got a load of sand in them, and yeah, just every tariff I pulled was just full of water, so I had to get rid of the goggles, and vision was just a nightmare, so I couldn't really do much with that. So
riding in the sand without goggles must be a nightmare.
Well, every time someone's in front of me, I was just ducking and closing my eyes, you know, trying to keep my eyes safe at the end of the day. That's the main thing. But I'm a bit disappointed. I had two really good opportunities to score steady points and, you know, blew on myself a bit. And so I'm disappointed with that, but I'm happy with how I was riding for the most part. And I think with a bit of luck on my side and a bit more time on the bike and stuff and a couple more GPs in, I think we'll be doing a lot better than last year.
And what about Herlings when he comes past you? Obviously, he's motoring.
I was going to say I don't continue to pass, but that's bad, isn't it? Obviously, it's quite a shock when he comes past, and then he comes past again, and no other riders come past because he's lapped everyone. But it's quite something else to see him pull out about a minute lead.
It's going to be different on the hard pack, though, with him, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
he's still fast.
Hopefully on the hard pack I wouldn't have anyone coming by, you know. I think that's a reasonable goal, so Tommy and those guys are really going to have something to prove now.
So
when it comes
now,
to the hard pack,
you're staying in Belgium for a couple of days, or are you off?
I'm staying at Centre Park tonight, I think, and I think I'm just going to head home tomorrow. I wanted to do a few days riding, but I think my poor mechanic Gary needs a couple of days off. He's had a real hard few weeks, so yeah. I might give him a little bit of a break instead.
All right, well, we'll talk to you again.
All right, cheers, guys.